Welcome to the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Two Boston-based ensembles, Newton Baroque and Exultemus, come together in a 2016 Toccata Classics release of Music for Vespers by Johann Fischer. If you already know Fischer's music, it's likely by way of his keyboard works. Much less attention has been given his sacred vocal music. The Office of Vespers has a long history. Traditionally observed at twilight, Roman Catholic Vespers services usually begin with a call-and-response versicle, Deus in adjutorium, Domine ad adjuvandum, followed by five psalms, each separated by an antiphon. The rest of the service usually included a hymn and a Magnificat, and later a Marian antiphon was added on. By the 17th century, Vespers expanded into elaborate services that, together with the rise of various instrumental forms like the sonata, not only fulfilled religious function but provided an outlet for the performance of purely instrumental music as well. Fischer's 1701 Vespers publication includes not the standard five, but rather 16 psalm settings plus two Magnificats. The implication is a choose-your-own-adventure, a sapiace approach to service music within the Vespers format. For their Vespers, Exultemus and Newton Baroque have imagined a service starting with an organ prelude, then continuing, as it should, with Fischer's Domine ad adjuvandum. The rest of the disc unfolds with five psalms selected from Fischer's 1701 collection. Let's listen. Here's the opening psalm, Beatus Vir. Vesper psalms were typically heard in alternation with antiphons. Later, it became common practice to substitute purely instrumental works in place of the antiphons. On this recording, each psalm accordingly alternates with one of Fischer's 20 preludes and fugues, each composed in a different key, from his 1702 Ariadne Musica. Johann Sebastian Bach was familiar with Fischer's Ariadne Musica, and it is very possible that the collection served as inspiration for his own well-tempered clavier. Here's some of Fischer's B minor prelude and fugue as heard between the singing of the second and third psalms of the service. Newton Baroque director Andrus Madsen is at the keys. The organ we are hearing is a tracker organ built in 1989 and housed by the Boston Area Church of the Redeemer. And refreshingly, this instrument, though not an historical organ, the liner note calls it simply Baroque-inspired, is used not only for the solo organ pieces but as the continuo instrument as well. This deserves mention. While small portable chamber organs were in use in the 18th century, Most Baroque-era church musicians would simply have used the organ in whichever church they were employed. Singers, wind players, and string players, requiring keyboard continual accompaniment, would have had to adjust, as best they could, to whatever pitch and temperament around which a particular organ in a particular church happened to be constructed. By contrast, today's early music audiences are probably used to the sight of the small Baroque organs that are wheeled on and off the stage for concerts. Period performers tend to use these little continual organs almost as a matter of course, and with good reason. Portability is an obvious perk, and these small instruments are also, relatively speaking, easy to tune and adjust for the pitch and temperament the music requires. Besides, historical church organs in good repair are hard or nearly impossible to find. But small size also limits sound, and there is a certain richness of expression, satisfying dynamic and sound variety that simply can't be reproduced on small pipes. With this in mind, our Vespers service continues with a Magnificat and closes with a Marian antiphon, separated on this recording, per common practice, by a trio sonata of one of Fischer's contemporaries, Johann Christoph Peetz. Another solo sonata by Peetz is also included in the Vespers lineup in substitution of the Hymnus. Let's hear some of that solo sonata for violin and continuo, and take special note as you listen to the organ realization of the continuo line. By Johann Christoph Peetz, a close contemporary of Fischer, performed by members of Newton Baroque, a piece which until now has never been recorded. I hope you've enjoyed this little peek inside a Baroque Vespers service. If you'd like a more complete picture, you can find this recording on our website, harmoniaearlymusic.org. While you're there, have a look at our archive of blogs, podcasts, and shows, and visit our online shop where a portion of your purchase will benefit Harmonia. This has been the Harmonia Early Music Podcast. I'm Janelle Davis. Thanks for listening.